we'd always go to mill on every Saturday at that time. We'd carry all the way from bushel and a half to 2 bushels.
I see. How would you pay the miller for what he did?
Well, he'd take the fifth.
He would?
Yes, sir. Of the corn.
And then fifth of the corn, and then he'd grind it and sell it to the town people? Is that the...
At that time, if anybody wanted to buy a meal, they'd sell it to anybody, country people or anybody.
But I guess there wasn't too much money, so...
A bushel meal at that time sold for 60 cents.
Is that right?
Yes. Uh-huh. And at that time, back at the time that I was, I bought shells for a quarter. I bought sugar for 15 cents a pound, 5 pounds. A day, it's all out of difference.
Yeah, I want to ask you, if you go to town to buy sugar, how would it look, and how would he fix it up for you?
You go in there and you tell him that you want 5 pounds of sugar. He'd go around and get a paper sack, and he'd go to this sugar barrel, look like flour barrels in. That's where we bought our flour, in barrels, wooden barrels. And you just take that little dipper, dip it in there, and you got your 5 pounds of cabinet scale money.
Did he sell anything packaged, or was it just about everything?
No, sir. Not in sugar. Flour, about the only thing, was sold in barrels at that time. Mm-hmm. But your coffee, it was sold in package. In other words, they'd get it out of the barrel and put it in a sack. Mm-hmm. Weigh a pound, 2 pounds, whatever you ask for.
When you would buy things that way, did they have a certain name for it? Did they say it was buying it in, or selling it in?
They call it book.
Without book. Packages, right?
Yes. They buy it in books. Then it sells out in package, in other words, paper sacks.
You mentioned coffee. How did you used to drink coffee? Did you put anything in it, or?
No, sir, just buy the old, well, in other words, my mother bought a menu. Green coffee. She'd bring it home, put it in the stove, and bake it. And we'd had an old coffee grinder, we called it, used with hands. Mm-hmm. Just pour it over in there, set a sack under it, grind it up. Mm-hmm. Then you just take an old coffee pot, looked like that stove there, pour water in it, then you measure out whatever coffee you want to put in it. Put it in there and let it boil.
I see.
Then the ground it all go to the bottom. Mm-hmm. And you pour your coffee in the cup and put that down.
And how did you drink it with anything, or put anything in it?
I always used sugar in mine all my life. And milk, sweet milk. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever hear anybody say...
Cow milk. The milk from a cow.
Real milk.
Oh, yes, sir.
Did you ever hear anybody call drinking coffee without anything in it barefoot?
Well, no, sir, we always called it straight old black coffee.
Oh, straight coffee. Yes.
Old black coffee.
Straight. I've heard different words there. Somebody says that he used to, in his family, they used to say, he drinks his coffee barefoot. And that means he wouldn't put anything in it. No milk, no sugar.
Well, now, at the time my father was living, he always drank his whiskey.